chance we'll see you tomorrow.
Wisconsin's Afternoon News on WTMJ.
On the second anniversary of the October 7th attacks, peace talks bring cautious hope. We have Linda Gradstein with CBS News joining us on the talk and text line from Jerusalem. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So first, what is it like today on the anniversary of the Hamas attack, which killed 1,200 people and more than 250 others were taken hostage?
It's a very somber day. There were some ceremonies, for example, at the Nova site, the site of the dance festival, where more than 370 people were killed, mostly young people who had just come to this dance festival to enjoy themselves, and hundreds of relatives gathered. And it's 6:29 a.m., which is the exact time that Hamas gunmen attacked the site. They held a ceremony. There was another gathering outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house in Jerusalem by hostage families. There are still 48 hostages being held in Gaza, 20 of whom are believed to still be alive. And the families of the hostages called on Netanyahu to reach a deal to get hostages home. And so it's a very somber deal. It's also a Jewish holiday. So that kind of had a little bit of a strange effect. It's the first day of a week-long holiday called Sukkot, when Jews build these little huts and go out and live in these little huts to mark sort of the fragility of life.
48 hostages remain in Gaza, 20 still believed to be alive. What conditions could they be in?
There have been signs of life from some of them. There were some horrible videos released a month or so ago of one of them whose skeletal really looked like, you know, barely hanging on, and who was being forced to dig his own grave. There have been videos released of a couple of others who seem to be in relatively better condition. And with the peace talks starting, hospitals in Israel are now preparing to receive, hopefully, these 20 alive people, and will have to go through quite a long period of rehabilitation. That said, other hostages who were released several months ago have made at least a physical rehabilitation. And in fact, anyone who was released has become very active in, you know, campaign for the freedom for the rest of the hostages.
And the peace talks between Israel and Hamas, it resumed at an Egyptian resort today after several hours of talks yesterday. Do you know where we're at with that so far today?
First of all, the main negotiators, so Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner on the American side, Ron Dermer on the Israeli side, are expected to arrive tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office has said that there's sort of room for very cautious optimism that Hamas could still derail the talks, but the first stage would see the freedom for all 48 hostages, both living and dead, as well as an Israeli withdrawal to lines in Gaza that they held several months ago. Now, the latest report is that Hamas is now saying that they want to see a full Israeli withdrawal before they will release all of the hostages. So if those reports are correct, it could mean that they're facing obstacles. And then the question will just be whether President Trump will be able to sort of push both sides over the finish line. I think there's a sense that both Israel and Hamas feel that it's time to end the war. So, you know, I think there's a sense that both sides are looking for a way to climb down from the tree, and the President Trump's plan may just be that.
We have CBS News correspondent Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem on the talk and text line. Linda, who are the Palestinian prisoners that may be released in exchange for the Israeli hostages?
So according to the deal with President Trump, there are 250 Hamas members serving life sentences in Israel, presumably for murder, who will be freed, as well as another 1,700 who were captured since October 7th. And as part of the deal, Israel would free those.
How much longer could this go?
There are 20 points that are included in the plan. I think there is a sense that if all of the Israeli hostages are freed, which is something that Israel has been demanding for a long time, and the Palestinian prisoners are released, a lot of aid would flood into Gaza, and then they would sort of begin the process for a transitional government. Hamas is not going to be part of that government. Hamas would have to disarm, and the Hamas leaders would either be exiled or they could stay in Gaza if they want to. Apparently, Israel has promised President Trump that it won't assassinate them. So, you know, I think if things start moving, it could move relatively quickly, but, you know, there's no way to put a timetable on it. You know, these talks have been held before, and then at the last minute, they've always fallen apart over a demand from one side or the other. I think this time is different, partly because of the involvement of President Trump, and partly because marking 2 years, the longest war that Israel has ever had, the devastation in Gaza is unbelievable. 67,000 Palestinians killed and more than 130,000 wounded, and that's probably a conservative estimate. So the toll on Gaza has just been also incredibly difficult.
She is CBS News, Linda Gradstein, with us from Jerusalem. Linda, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Here's the secret no one's telling you about those trendy weight loss shots. Many people gain the weight back after stopping, but there's a better way. Using the Milwaukee Weight Loss proprietary natural-based program, we've helped thousands of people not just lose weight, but keep it off long-term. You can lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 8 weeks while protecting your muscle mass. No side effects, no rebounds. Ready to transform your body for life? You can do this. Schedule your free consultation today at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com.
Hey, it's WTMJ's Steve Scaviti here. After a summer in the maintenance phase, feeling great, looking great, I'm back in reduction mode with the goal to lose 10 more pounds with Milwaukee Weight Loss. That means I'll have lost 50 pounds since January. The best part, none of the intense workouts, none of the meals, kits, or shakes, no meds, no injections. Many patients see 20 to 30 pounds plus come off in just a month or two. You can do it. I did it. Book your free consultation today at 262-393-2334 or online at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com.
I'd like you to listen to a little question and answer session with James Imaging Systems client Preston Clark. He oversees IT services at Creative Business Interiors. Preston, why James?
I do feel like that we are partnered, again, as opposed to being sold to.
James Imaging Systems, your local business technology partner.
If I need service, they're here almost within 4 hours every time. I've never had an issue where I'm like, where is that guy?
That works for you and the business, right, Preston?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to worry about it.
Plus, there's IT-driven workflow automation, security enhancements, and digital transformation from James Imaging Systems.
I've got information that I can then go to my superiors with and say, hey, here's how we can save a little bit of money.
And
then I kind of look like the hero, too.
Want to be the hero in your office? Call 262-781-7700 or visit jamesimaging.com. James Imaging Systems, your local business technology partner.
Classic feeling, your home is failing. Windows are old, roof looks horrible, siding is distressed. Even your front door fights you on everything. Hi, I'm Eric Brown, owner of Siding Unlimited, and I will be on the Fix It Show this Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. 1 hour where you get to call in and ask about your failing home and how the professionals at Siding Unlimited can help you. Can't wait until Saturday? Bring your pictures to our Siding Unlimited showroom and let's chat. Start your home updating journey with Siding Unlimited at SidingUnlimited.com.
Traffic is sponsored by St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Stores.
St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Stores. Highway 100 and Layton Avenue in Greenfield. 23rd and Lincoln and 76th and Brown.